New challenge. This is Coach Jarrell, your Frisco Fit City ambassador and your diabetes health coach. And this is your edition, today's edition of the Get Moving Minute. I'm asking, what's your personality type? Listen, there's no shortage of personality assessments out there and quizzes floating around all over the internet. You know, we got Enneagram, we got Myers-Briggs types indicator, we've got the DISC assessment. Companies are using a plethora of methods to help understand their employees and how they can work better together. But why? Why has there been such a rise in popularity, and which ones actually add value? And we're going to talk a little bit about why it matters. The truth is, it doesn't really matter the method, okay? For all of us, getting a more intimate understanding of our own triggers and knowing our own strengths, we all can rattle off our weaknesses. Many of us, when I have coaching members come into coaching, you know, one of the first questions I ask them are, what are their strengths? Because I want us to, you know, work together to use their strengths as a platform to help them succeed. And many of us struggle to rattle off what is it that are our own natural strengths. So it definitely matters. You know, we want to understand what are our triggers, what are our strengths, what are our weaknesses, what are the things in life that motivate us. Because knowing these things can absolutely help every single one of us become better human beings, better at work, better at home, better at achieving whatever it is that we desire to achieve, better at creating our own hopes, dreams, and desires. So here's what we know. The dynamics of our interpersonal relationships depend on our personalities, more so than hard skills or expertise in any specific field. So think about that. You know, the dynamics of our relationships and our ability to connect with one another and collaborate with one another has a greater impact on our success, more so than how hard we're working or our expertise or our competency. So this is where the different types of assessments can really be helpful in informing us how we can do, act, and be better. And it will tell you from a health coaching standpoint, this is really where we start. When we start working with our members, you know, as a health coach and as an individual seeking to make behavioral lifestyle changes, it's so important to understand what are the things that you really value in life, what are the things that really motivate you, what are your strengths, what are the things that you've got going on for you, what are the things that are working well for you. And how can we use those to help you be successful in all these other areas of your life that you may be struggling in? So your challenge today is to give one or more of these personality type tests a try. All right. And then I want you to consider reaching out to me at friscofitcity.com and sharing with me your thoughts. Okay. Yes, I did this. I did this assessment. This is what I got out of it. This is what I'm thinking about it. So number one, the Myers-Briggs tool focuses on four categories: introversion, extroversion, sensing or intuition, thinking or feeling, judging or perceiving. There's 16 possible results. And I'm going to link all of these in the show notes today, so you'll be able to have links to these if you want to take on this challenge. The Clifton Strengths Challenge from a Gallup group is one of those more applicable to work. Okay, so that's more of a work quiz. It ranks 34 different themes and determines if they're strengths or traits. And you can also take a coaching certification to accurately apply the results to your teams at work if you'd like. There's a con though, you gotta pay for that. The DISC personality test is another popular quiz that looks at four attributes: dominance, influence, steadiness, and compliance. The Enneagram, okay, which is actually one of my personal favorites, is widely used to explore the interconnection between 9 main personality types based on the numbers 1 through 9. And if studied in depth, we all hold a little bit of each number inside of us. But the idea is to really kind of figure out, you know, who are your main personality types that are driving your thinking and your behaviors. Number 5, the Big Personality Test. This one's based on 5 broad traits that form OCEAN: openness, consciousness, extroversion, agreeableness, and neuroticism. And I'll be honest, as a health coach, this is one that I'm not really that familiar with. So this might be the one that I check out because I'm curious about it and I'm not familiar with it. Number 6, True Colors, assigns a color that best matches your temperament, outcome, and motivators behind the results. The colors are orange for energetic, yellow for organized, green for analytical, and blue for compassionate. So I would suggest, if you want to take on this challenge, read a little bit about each of them and take on the one that resonates the most with you. And know that this is by no means an exhaustive list, but it's a starting point to kind of start to explore different types of personality traits and types, and really zeroing in on what is your personality type, what are your strengths, what are your triggers. So here's my little disclaimer. These tests, all the tests that I mentioned here that will be linked in the show notes, and they're shared as assessments and often used in often office environments. We understand that there's different views and validity when it comes to test results, and some people align with one assessment over another. These are options to consider to enhance your own knowledge, okay, where you see fit, right? So take that information in, you assess it, you evaluate it, and you decide what it is that you want to do with that information. And if it seems irrelevant to you and you want to toss it out, that's okay too. This is Jerelle Krillich, your pre-diabetes health coach. You can connect with me and learn more about my work as a health coach in diabetes prevention at friscofitcity.com. Signing off for today, wishing you all a great day, and reminding each and every one of you to get up, get out, get moving each and every day. Make it a great day.